Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. The Lamar City Council meets today in regular session. There are two action items before the council today. Both relate to the same project. One is a purchase agreement for Floyd Valley Healthcare. They want to purchase property on Holden Drive to combine some of their patient services. The other is a minimum tax assessment agreement for the property. Lamar's community schools are like all schools in Iowa this year. They are developing a chronic absentee and truancy policy. Lamar's superintendent, Dr. Stephen Webner, says absenteeism isn't a problem in the district, but they need to stay on top of it.
Absenteeism in Lamar's has not been a chronic issue. However, we do have more students gone for extended periods of time than we would like. We do have more absences that we like, and we understand there are situations that warrant that, but we also have students of concern who are gone from school that don't have legitimate excuses, and when that happens, their education suffers.
The Iowa legislature is driving the new policy. They recognize absenteeism and truancy as a statewide problem and took action to make requirements in school policies.
It's of concern not only statewide but nationwide as well, and therefore the legislature this past year created a law to make sure that all the school districts in Iowa were handling chronic absenteeism and truancy all in a similar fashion and holding students accountable.
Schools must now follow standards set by the legislature. Chronic absenteeism is now defined as a student missing 10% of the number of days in a semester. This would require notifying parents and the county attorney. Further action is required if a student continues to be absent at 15%, and a truancy is defined when a student is absent at 20% of the semester's school days. At that level, the matter is turned over to the county attorney. The Sioux County Sheriff's Department investigated a motor vehicle accident on Sunrise Drive in Hospers Friday evening. 35-year-old Mario Alcarez of Sioux City was driving a vehicle southbound on the highway. He reported that he experienced a medical condition, lost control of the vehicle, left the roadway, and struck a residence on Sunset Drive. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $13,000, and damage to the residence was estimated at $100,000. Alcarez was transported to the Orange City Area Health for treatment of his medical condition and injuries sustained in the accident. An Iowa State University football player will wear a different number on his jersey this season in a show of support for a former player who is undergoing treatment for a brain tumor. State Senator Jack Whitfer, a former starting wide receiver for the Cyclones, announced his diagnosis this spring. ISU football coach Matt Campbell invited Whitfer and his family to join the team on the field this weekend to announce that linebacker Caleb Bacon would wear the number 26 in Whitfer's honor. Bacon, who's from Lake Mills, is a walk-on who played all 13 games last season and had the second most tackles on the team. Whitfer was on the Cyclone football team from 1999 to 2003 and finished his college career with 5 touchdowns and 96 career receptions. He also started as a walk-on and worked his way up to a starting role. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.